It's Kidwell Wednesday, brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. He is Dr. Mark Hyman. He is my physician. I met him through Dr. Oz. Mm-hmm. And recommended by former President Bill Clinton. Dr. Hyman, long time we haven't talked since the last time you cussed me out.
I know. You got better. Now you don't need me anymore, right? You don't give me any love because you're all healthy now.
See, that's when we need you most, Doc.
Now, Doc, you told me to reduce my blood pressure, reduce my calories. You told me to cut out sugar, and you also told me to cut out fat. But now you wrote a book that says eat fat and get thin. You changed your mind?
Not really. Actually, I told you to cut out the sugar, but I didn't emphasize the fat. But actually, you were going to be eating fat because that's how you have to fill up if you're not eating the sugar. And that's actually what turns off your brain from craving all the sugar is the fat. It also speeds up your metabolism and it gets the fat free from your fat cells. So it's a powerful way.
Doesn't fat turn into diabetes or something?
No, it's the opposite. We all thought that, right? And I think now we know that actually fat can be used to treat diabetes. There's a lot of big studies going on where they're using very high fat diets, very low sugar and carb diets to actually reverse diabetes. We're doing that at Cleveland Clinic right now. It's really amazing.
And the heart, and what about fat and heart disease?
Well, fat actually, we thought again, was the big culprit in heart disease, but there's these big studies that have
been
done.
See, I told you you didn't know everything. I told you. You cussed me out. You cussed me out because I told you you didn't know everything.
I didn't tell you to cut out fat. I don't think I said that. But it showed that there's no real link between total fat, and even saturated fat may be in question now, and it's linked to heart disease. So we're kind of changing our view.
So is it certain types of fat, or is it all fat?
Yeah, so no, it's not all fat. Certain fats are good. You know, like I think, you know, the government guidelines said, hey, we should now forget about any restriction on total fat because there's no link to diabetes, heart disease, or even weight. And the fats we want to eat are the good fats, like extra virgin olive oil, avocados, nuts, seeds, good fish oil. You know, even the fats from eggs are good. Now the government said we shouldn't worry about cholesterol anymore because cholesterol doesn't seem to be linked to heart disease or raised cholesterol in the blood. So that's really a big shift. And it's a big 180 because they told us to eat 6 to 11 servings of bread and rice pasta a day. And now they flipped it upside down and said, no, you should cut that down and eat more fat, which is pretty big radical shift.
Is that why Oprah gets on TV and says, I eat bread every day and I'm losing weight?
I don't know. She gets, I hate to say this, but she's getting paid a lot to say. I don't think Weight Watchers has it right. I have so many people who fail Weight Watchers to come and do this approach because what it does is it just speeds up your metabolism in a way that the carbs do the opposite. So starch and sugar actually make you hungry all the time, whereas fat actually turns off the hunger switch in the brain. And carbs and sugar store fat, and fat actually helps you burn fat. So
okay,
it's kind of the opposite of what we thought.
Okay, what should I eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Okay, well, I'll give you my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's all in the book, Eat Fat, Get Thin. So I have a whole menu plan, 21-day program. It's really straightforward. But I have eggs. I have whole eggs. I have maybe an avocado with some stir-fried greens or spinach, and I put some olive oil in there, so it's fat on fat on fat. I might have a protein shake, but I actually call it a fat shake, which has got nuts and seeds, coconut butter, almond butter, coconut milk, and berries. And then for lunch, I'll have a salad, but I'll put lots of different kinds of fat, olives, avocados, pumpkin seeds, all containing fat. And then I put olive oil on top of that. And then I might even put sardines.
Not Caesar dressing.
No, well, no, I don't use
that. That's got
dairy,
a lot of fat.
But that's okay if you want to use that and you're not allergic to dairy. But I think I'm not afraid of it. I just think I'm not a big fan of dairy. And then dinner, I'll have like a big ton of veggies with like a piece of protein. It could be fish, chicken, meat, grass-fed, hopefully, although it's more expensive, but less problematic. And then, you know, maybe a sweet potato or something like that. And then for dessert, I'll have frozen blackberries with a can of coconut cream, like milk, coconut with creamy stuff, and it put in the blender, and it's just delicious, and it's like ice cream. So you can get really yummy food. You don't have to deprive yourself. There's no restriction on calories. You don't have to worry about how much you're eating. You have to worry about what you're eating. If you pick the right foods, then you don't have to worry about how much.
So don't count calories anymore?
No, never. I never go to the calorie counter. I wrote a book over 10 years ago talking about alter metabolism. So forget about calorie count. If you pick the right foods, your body naturally fixes itself.
My grandmother used to say, Dr. Hyman, you eat to lose. And so now you're saying eat fat to lose, and because we normally starve ourselves.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do, because when you starve yourself and you cut calories, the body compensates. It's like, oh my God, it's an emergency. I'm going to slow my metabolism. I'm going to not move anymore because I'm going to get lazy, and I'm going to be hungry all the time, and I'm going to stop burning fat, because you don't want to burn fat or exercise, and you want to eat as much as you can when you're in starvation mode, mm-hmm. right? It's the opposite of what you want your body to do.
Okay, so, eat fat, get thin. When are you going back on Dr. Oz to talk about this?
I was on last week.
I missed it. Dr. Mark Hyman, he'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions at 646-464-64, and I have 25 copies of the book Eat Fat, Get Thin to the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646-464-64. Thanks, Doc. Put me down for an appointment in November. I want you to check me out.
Okay, come on back.
Yeah, yeah. 23 before the hour.